set during the Napoleonic Wars. A few notes there from Mastering Commander, The Far Side of the World, one of the best-made and most accurate movies about the Age of Sail that I've ever seen for you on Film Music Friday. The score was a joint effort between Iva Davies, Christopher Gordon, and Richard Tognetti. Thanks for joining us tonight on our little program about adventure on the high seas. Still to come, music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold from Captain Blood. Plus also, I think I saw the shark from Jaws swimming around. We'd best be cautious. When it comes to movies about boats or pirate adventures or swashbucklers, movies tend to fall into one of two basic categories, the serious and the silly. Well, we've heard from the serious. Time now for music from the latter category. From the movie that gave us our first taste of the great Captain Jack Sparrow, here's music from Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Shouldn't it perhaps be Pirates of the Caribbean? Maybe. But that way sounds weird to me. I'll tell you what doesn't sound weird, and that is the score provided by Klaus Badelt. Let's listen on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
with Johnny Depp as the great Captain Jack Sparrow. There was music by German composer Klaus Badelt from Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, released in 2003. That was a recording of the Hollywood Studio Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Yes, Johnny Depp was a lot of fun as Captain Jack Sparrow, but I gotta tell you, he's no Errol Flynn, Hollywood's original unvanquished man. Swashbucklers were his bread and butter back in the 30s and 40s, and he did a ton of pirate pictures, most of which had music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. In fact, one of the first film roles that he ever had was in 1935, when he played an imprisoned doctor who escapes cruel island captivity with his fellow prisoners to become pirates in the West Indies. Next on Film Music Friday, we listen to the London Symphony and conductor Andre Previn with a suite from Captain Blood, music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Andrei Previn leading the London Symphony Orchestra in a suite from Captain Blood from 1935, an early film role by the great Errol Flynn, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. And the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Oliver Moore, whose repertoire spans Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and beyond. Sunday, April 12th, 2 p.m., in the Pavilion. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. About 10 minutes to go now until NPR News at the top of the hour. You know, folks, when you're out on the water, sometimes it's not the pirates you need to worry about. Sometimes it's the sharks. In 1975, Steven Spielberg and John Williams came together for the second time to make the movie that made Spielberg a big deal. Music from Jaws, where John Williams takes two notes and turns them into all our nightmares. It would be fair to say our heroes should have brought a bigger boat in Jaws from 1975. Music by the great John Williams on Kansas Public Radio on Film Music Friday. There's much more in the next hour, more adventure on the high seas, and more from John Williams from the Poseidon Adventure and Hook. Stay with us on KPR.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Two U.S. Air Force combat planes were shot down today. That's according to an official not authorized to discuss the incident. Two crew members have been rescued, but the search continues for a third. This comes despite the Trump administration saying it has destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft capabilities, as NPR's Tom Bowman explains.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. has control of the skies over Iran and is now able to fly in the lumbering B-52 aircraft for bombing runs. And last month, an F-35 aircraft was struck by Iranian fire, possibly a missile. The aircraft was very damaged, but the pilot was able to land back at base. The pilot was wounded by shell fragments and required stitches. So again, this latest two aircraft down shows the skies above Iran are still dangerous for U.S. pilots.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. A French cargo ship has become the first Western tanker to pass through the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the Iran war. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports a fifth of the world's oil used to pass through the strait and has now been nearly entirely choked off.
The Iranian government has said no ships linked to Israel or the U.S. will be allowed to pass. The ship had remained idle in the Gulf since early March, like many other non-Iranian vessels, after the war stopped nearly all commercial traffic. The Maltese-flagged vessel belongs to shipping and logistics giant CMA CGM, the world's third largest container shipping conglomerate. Ship tracking data showed the vessel navigated the approved corridor along the Omani coast. CMA CGM, which is majority owned by a Franco-Lebanese billionaire family, is understood to have coordinated the transit with Iranian maritime authorities. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Trump administration wants to begin privatizing airport security operations that are currently handled by the TSA. NPR's Joel Rose reports that proposal is part of the 2027 budget released today by the White House.
President Trump's budget proposes cutting funding for the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, by more than $50 million. And it would require small airports to enroll in a program in which TSA pays for private contractors to staff security checkpoints. That program has existed for years, but only 20 airports are enrolled. The Trump administration argues that privatized screening would save taxpayers money. But critics, including the union that represents TSA officers, say it would undermine security. The budget request reflects the White House's priorities, but it's Congress that ultimately sets and approves spending levels. And lawmakers are still deadlocked over funding for the Department of Homeland Security in this year's budget. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. From the category of movies about something going really wrong on a boat, as it does to the SS Poseidon, which is overturned by a monster wave. That's from The Poseidon Adventure. More from John Williams on Film Music Friday. I'd consider playing something here from James Horner's score to Titanic, but that movie makes me cry, and tonight we're looking for fun on the high seas. Coming up, we've got sounds from Sinbad and Moby Dick. I'm Jeb Watson, and it's Full Speed Ahead on Film Music Friday. We will stick for the moment with John Williams and hear something from the tale of how Peter Pan grew up and turned into Robin Williams. This is the showdown on board the Jolly Roger, Pirates versus Lost Boys, The Ultimate War, from Hook on KPR. from one of many occasions where Steven Spielberg and John Williams came together to make some movie magic. We heard The Ultimate War from Hook on Kansas Public Radio. I guess nowadays Spielberg says that he regrets making that movie and would have done it over again as, of all things, a musical. Me? I wouldn't change a frame. Still to come on Film Music Friday, I've got something quite exciting in store for you from Harry Gregson-Williams from a 2003 animated DreamWorks picture. Coming up, we'll hear Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. That's in about 10 minutes from now. John Williams wasn't the first to craft music about men on a boat doing battle with a great beast at sea. In 1956, Gregory Peck played Captain Ahab in John Huston's adaptation of the classic tale Moby Dick. The music was by French composer Philippe Saint-Don, and this is a reconstruction of his original score. by French composer Philippe Saint-Saëns. That's a reconstruction of his original 1956 score to Moby Dick here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. And the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, Kansas, hosting the Flint Hills Festival Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live entertainment, vendors, children's activities, and more. Details at flinthillsdiscovery.org. Okay, ready for some fun? I've got something here I think that you'll enjoy from Harry Gregson Williams, an English composer who's gotten big in the last few decades writing music for TV, films, and even video games. This is something he wrote on the subject of the legendary Sinbad from the 2003 DreamWorks animated picture with Brad Pitt and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Selections from Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas, on Kansas Public Radio. The sound of glorious adventure, courtesy of Harry Gregson Williams, from the DreamWorks animated picture Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas, on Kansas Public Radio. Just a dash more music there on the subject of Sinbad from Bernard Herrmann. Overture to the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad from 1958, played by the Cincinnati Pops, led by conductor Eric Kunzel, who we'll hear quite a bit more from in just a little while. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.com. Before we continue, just a quick question for you. Anybody out there know what a capstan is? In these boat movies, it's always the same thing. The ship's getting pounded by wave and storm, and it's all chaos, and there's always someone shouting, "Man the capstan!" Just what is a capstan, and what happens if it goes unmanned? If you know, let me know over at kansaspublicradio.org. Go to that site and click on shows and find Film Music Friday. And while you're there, let me know if you like the program. You can also listen on demand to the show there anytime. So we just heard music from Harry Gregson Williams. As it turns out, he's got a younger brother named Rupert, who is also a composer and also works in the film business. Here's something of his for the 2018 superhero picture Aquaman, Kingdom of Atlantis, on Film Music Friday. The Kingdom of Atlantis. Music by Rupert Gregson-Williams from Aquaman, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. So glad you could join me tonight on Film Music Friday for our program about adventure on the high seas. It won't be too long now until the news from NPR at the top of the hour, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. There was so much that I wanted to play for you tonight, not everything I could find and not everything we had the time for. Things like Crimson Tide, there's a ton of Korngold pirate pictures, and I really wanted to find you some 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Alas, not to be on this occasion. For our final selections, though, we've got exciting stuff from the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and its conductor Eric Kunzel on one of the many occasions where they recorded popular film music. We're going to start with two selections from two movies. The first starred Sean Connery as a Russian naval officer attempting to defect from the Soviet Union under the guise of a training exercise. In The Hunt for Red October, with music by Basil Poledouris, followed by something John Debney wrote for a picture in which Gina Davis played an unstoppable pirate queen in Cutthroat Island, all ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
Yeah.
from John Debney, music from Cutthroat Island. And before that, we listened to the famous hymn, To the Hunt for Red October, by Basil Polidorus, featuring the May Festival Chorus and all performed by the Cincinnati Pops, conducted by Eric Kunzel on Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR is just around the corner, followed by jazz with Bob McWilliams. In all this excitement, there's something that I wanted to mention but forgot until just now. KPR's Hive Drive, the spring membership campaign, finished up this morning and finished up strong, thanks to the generous support of KPR listeners. Your donations helped to make this Hive Drive a success, and I want to say a big, huge, enormous thank you to all of you who made your donations and pledges to Kansas Public Radio. We say it quite often because it's the plain truth. Everything that we do here on KPR is powered by your donations as well as your support. Go to kansaspublicradio.org if you meant to pledge but didn't get around to it. And while there, you can always listen to the program on demand and let us know what you think. It's all over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Well, just as the fundraiser finished up strong, I'd like to finish up strong for you now and bring you something written by Alan Silvestri. The end credits from The Abyss, once more, with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and Eric Kunzel on Kansas Public Radio. from Alan Silvestri, end titles from The Abyss, and one more go-around with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and May Festival Chorus led by Eric Kunzel tonight on Kansas Public Radio. And that about wraps it all up. Time to raise sail and drop anchor. We've reached the end of our evening of High Seas Adventure, and I do hope you enjoyed the program. Let me know over at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Jeb Watson for Film Music Friday, and I hope you'll be able to join me next week for this show, where I'm thinking we might have a little program that's all about robots, both the friendly and the not-so-friendly kind. It's all going to be right here for you next week at 7 p.m. on Film Music Friday.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. right here at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The U.S. and Israeli war with Iran continues to escalate. Two U.S. combat planes were shot down today. Two crew members have been rescued. The search continues for a third. President Trump delivered a primetime speech on Wednesday saying the Iran war could be over in 2 to 3 weeks. But as NPR's Greg Myrie points out, he hasn't said how he plans to do that.
The U.S. and Iran have been having some diplomatic contacts. Pakistan has tried to play the broker here, but there's really no sign of a breakthrough right now. And given this short timeline that Trump is talking about, a U.S. ground operation now seems quite unlikely, though more troops are still moving into the region. But by far the biggest problem is this ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz. It will be very difficult for Trump to just walk away from the war if this hasn't been resolved.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. High housing costs are pricing people out of not only buying, but also renting alone. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that has led to an uptick in seniors seeking roommates.
The share of people 65 and older looking for a roommate has tripled in the past decade, says Matt Hutchinson with the listing site Spare Room.
They're not the biggest group of roommates, but they're by far the fastest growing.
David West is one of them. He never imagined living with a stranger at age 72, but divorce and job loss burned through his savings. His roommate in Fresno covers utilities, and West shares his Costco membership.
And it's that give and take thing. It's trying to help each other out as much as possible.
Darla Desatel is 74 and enjoys the shared company when she gets along well with a roommate.
And that's pretty special when that works out.
She's also proud she's learned to live with less. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
UPS says it will continue offering drivers thousands of dollars to resign across much of the country. This comes after the delivery giant pulled the program offer in 13 central states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Kentucky. From member station WABE, Marlon Hyde reports.
UPS says its latest buyout program, where eligible drivers can accept $150,000 to resign, was well received by its employees. Over 30 Teamster local unions in its central region filed grievances against the Atlanta-based company, claiming the offer violates their contract. In a statement, UPS denies these claims and continues to engage with the local unions in the central region. In February, a federal judge rejected the Teamsters' request to block the workforce reduction program. UPS says it will continue to offer buyouts to drivers in the remaining states as it moves to slash 30,000 positions this year. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.
South Carolina beat UConn 62-48 tonight, ending the Huskies' 54-game winning streak and advancing to the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship on Sunday. The Gamecocks will face the winner of Texas and UCLA. It's NPR. French President Emmanuel Macron and his South Korean counterpart Lee Jae-myung say they have agreed to work together to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. During a joint briefing today, the leaders did not elaborate on how they would help reopen the strait. They met in Seoul after President Trump slammed allies for not supporting the war in Iran. The Swedish Coast Guard has detained a ship it says is sailing under a false flag and has leaked oil in the Nordic country's economic zone. Terry Schultz reports the government believes the ship is part of a fleet Russia uses to circumvent sanctions on its oil exports.
Swedish authorities say the Flora One, sailing under the flag of Cameroon, is suspected of committing an environmental crime by spilling oil off the coast of the island of Gotland. Civil Defense Minister Carl-Oscar Bohlin says this oil spill is not significant, but a more extensive one could have had devastating consequences for marine ecosystems and Swedish coasts. He says the incident is still being viewed with grave concern because the ship is believed to be part of Moscow's shadow fleet, made up of often unseaworthy older vessels that have questionable insurance and registration. These ships, he adds, pose a significant security and environmental threat. The Flora One is the third suspicious vessel Sweden has detained in the past month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Mikey Sherrill and her family will move into Drumthwacket, the state's official governor's mansion. She'll be the first governor to live in Drumthwacket full-time in more than 20 years. For those curious, Drumthwacket is a Scots Gaelic phrase meaning wooded hill. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Ben Markley Big Band opening Jazz in the Night tonight on Kansas Public Radio. A brand new album called Tuesday Morning Feeling. We'll play it on Friday evening anyhow. That was Ben's composition, Ben's Time. He does the arranging of all the pieces, composing most of the pieces. He also had a piano solo there. Also featured was a trombonist Steve Davis and drummer Kyle Swan. New music up next from guitarist Barry Green. New music after that from bassist Corcoran Holt. And a lot more to come on Jazz in the Night. Hey, do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Well, your fellow KPR listeners just could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach those public radio fans, your fellow public radio fans, by becoming a corporate sponsor. Find out more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here is guitarist Barry Green. His new album, Giants, and he features a lot of tunes by some of the guitarists he's had most respected, including one by the late Russell Malone. It's called Mugshot from guitarist Barry Green on KPR. Thank you. guitarist Barry Green, a tune by the late guitarist Russell Malone called Mugshot. Here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night, the new album called Giants. And Barry there with pianist Dave Kukoski, bassist Marco Panacea, and drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. And speaking of Ulysses Owens Jr., we'll hear him and his band Generation Y from their new album a little bit later this hour on Jazz in the Night, in a few minutes from the Vinyl Vault. From 1981, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with a piece by Casey's own Bobby Watson. He was in the band at the time. Great album called Album of the Year. And that is on the way with bassist Corcoran Holt next. Another new one for you, Freedom of Art. And this is a lovely piece written by Milt Jackson called Hello. bassist Corcoran Holt, the Milt Jackson composition called Hello, with the saxophone playing of Stacy Dillard, the trumpet by Josh Evans, Benito Gonzalez at the piano, and the drummer Kwaku Sumbri with bassist Corcoran Holt. We've got singer April Varney from a new album later in this hour. We'll also have some swinging tenor sax from Harry Allen, some swinging big band music from the E.O. Vellner Big Band, with music from the Vinyl Vault. Art Blakey's Jazz Messenger is up next. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, the KPR website is a place you can check up on the latest news and weather, stream our programming on your PC or your smartphone, enter CD giveaways, listen to music on demand from our performance studio, all for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and their new trumpeter in 1981, a fellow named Wynton Marsalis, and the rest of the band, veterans of the Blakey band, including James Williams at the piano, Billy Pearson, tenor sax, Charles Fambro bass, and the alto saxophonist, our own Bobby Watson, listed on the album as Robert Watson, our own being Kansas City's. And this is a great tune he wrote, too. It's called In Case You Missed It, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, the LP Album of the Year from 1981.
Thank you.
Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And a really great lineup of the Messengers. From 1981, the LP album of the year, the Bobby Watson tune, In Case You Missed It. With Bobby on alto sax, Billy Pierce on tenor sax. Drummer, of course, Art Blakey, young trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, and bassist Charles Fambrough from the Timeless label, Album of the Year, terrific LP. From the Vinyl Vault here on KPR, we've got some standards for you up next from April Varner, and then from saxman Harry Allen, we'll hear his version of These Foolish Things. But first, April Varner, and a new album called Ella, like many singers, greatly influenced by Ella Fitzgerald. She doesn't copy Ella, but, you know, you can't help but pick some stuff up. And what she's done on her new album is visit a lot of the material that Ella Fitzgerald liked to sing. And she does it with a great band, with the pianist Emmett Cohen, who also does a lot of the arranging for the band. We're going to hear April Varner singing Night and Day with Natsushi Nakamura on bass and Ulysses Owens Jr. as the drummer.
So a voice within me keeps repeating, a voice within me keeps repeating, a voice within me keeps repeating, you, night and day, you are the one, only you. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my shower is through, and a voice will
saxophonist Harry Allen, and These Foolish Things, the 1998 album Harry Allen Meets the John Pizzarelli Trio, featuring guitarist John Pizzarelli. Before that, April Varner, her new album Ella and Cole Porter's Night and Day, with the band of Emmett Cohen, piano, Yasushi Nakamura, and Ulysses Owens Jr., bass and drums. And we'll hear Ulysses Owens and his band Generation Y up next, and after that, some big band swing from the E.O. Vilner Big Band. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, featuring historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Free, but tickets are required. More at doleinstitute.org. Well, here's drummer Ulysses Owens and Generation Y, the new album called Around the World with You, and Ulysses Owens with the veteran bassist Yasushi Nakamura, and then a group of terrific young musicians, Arena Terakubo on alto sax, Anthony Hervey on trumpet, and Tyler Bullock on piano. And on this number, trombonist Naomi Haruda, it's a tune by James Williams called Road Life on KPR. drummer Ulysses Owens and his band Generation Y with their second album, and what an impressive group. The contemporary of Ulysses Owens Jr. in the band here on KPR is the bassist Yasushi Nakamura. He and Ulysses Owens Jr. both studied at Juilliard in the inaugural years of Juilliard's Jazz Studies program. And now a lot of terrific young musicians, Irina Terracubo, alto sax, Anthony Hervey on trumpet, Tyler Bullock on piano, those last two were former Juilliard students of Owens, and trombonist Nanami Haruda. And we heard a James Williams piece called Road Life here on KPR. Time for a short one before we reach the end of this first hour of Jazz in the Night. It's a brand new one from the E.O. Vilner Big Band called Big Apple Stop. And this is a band that has built quite a reputation as being a swing big band in New York City, especially popular among the swing dancing community in that city. And the numbers are short, and they are swinging, like this version of Just You, Just Me. Werner's arrangement of Just You, Just Me, and that is from the new release Big Ample Stop, the I.O. Vilner Big Band. Soloists are tenor saxophonist Julieta Eugenio and trombonist Ron Wilkins here for you on Kansas Public Radio as in the Night.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, there's music by the man who put the mad in Madison Avenue, plus the big band exotica sound of Les Baxter. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join us where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Think politics are divisive today? Next time on Prairie Journal, we travel back to the legislative war of 1893.
We are looking at the doors from the Capitol that the Republicans broke into after the populace barricaded themselves in the House of Representatives chamber.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Well, this weekend on Live at Granita Lounge, we'll be hearing from one of the terrific guitarists in the KC area, Brian Baggett and the Brian Baggett Trio. And you can hear that at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, early evening, 6 p.m. And it's rebroadcast Sunday evening at 9, the Brian Baggett Trio on Live at Granita Lounge. I'm Bob McWilliam. Thanks for being with me. We're going to start the hour off with saxophonist James Spalding doing a piece written by Clifford Brown off an early 90s album from James Spalding. We've got new music from trumpeter Eddie Allen and his band Push, and a wonderful voice and piano duo album from Turney Sutton and Tamir Hendelman. And for the vinyl vault, we'll go back to the first part of the 1960s for an LP called West Coast Vibes, featuring vibraphonist Roy Ayers. All that and more in the 10 o'clock hour of Jazz in the Night. After 11 o'clock and the news, we'll have Jazz with Tom Parkinson on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. Two U.S. Air Force combat planes were shot down today. That's according to an official not authorized to discuss the incident. A plane went down near the Strait of Hormuz. It had one crew member who has been rescued by U.S. forces. One crew member has been rescued from the other plane in southwestern Iran, but the search continues for the second crew member. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
One crew member of the two-seater jet has been rescued, according to a U.S. official who is not authorized to discuss the situation. U.S. forces continue to search for the second crew member. Iranian state media has posted photos of debris along with what looks like an empty ejection seat. Numerous videos on social media show what appear to be American helicopters and planes flying low over southwestern Iran. Two videos verified by NPR showed rescue aircraft deep inside the country, around 150 miles from its border with Iraq. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
President Trump is expected to sign an order to pay all DHS employees as Congress remains deadlocked over funding that agency. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports it adds uncertainty to airport security lines over the weekend.
Airline analysts say wait times have improved since Trump took executive action to begin paying TSA agents after more than a month. But the recovery is uneven. Hundreds of officers resigned during the partial shutdown, and it can take months to train replacements. Airline analyst Henry Hartfelt says that uncertainty could quickly affect operations.
This is a day-to-day situation. If the back pay isn't fully repaid, and if the TSA workers are concerned that they won't be paid for work they do now, that we're going to start seeing absenteeism increase again.
That can lead to inconsistent staffing levels at airports, making wait times harder to predict. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A group of roughly two dozen states filed a lawsuit today to block President Trump's latest executive order on voting. NPR's Miles Parks reports.
This suit, filed by a group of Democratic states, is the third to be filed challenging the executive order, after the Democratic Party sued on Wednesday and a coalition of voting rights groups sued on Thursday. The Constitution is explicit in delegating power to run voting to the states, although Congress can step in to set national rules for federal elections as well. In a statement, New York Attorney General Letitia James referenced all that, saying, quote, no president has the power to rewrite the rules on his own. Numerous legal experts said they expect courts to swiftly block this order, as they did with Trump's order last March, which tried to add new restrictions to voter registration. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street had the day off Friday for the Good Friday holiday. The markets will reopen on Monday. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. The U.S. economy added 178,000 jobs in the month of March, a stronger-than-expected number than most economists had been expecting. The nation's unemployment rate declined one-tenth to 4.3%. The healthcare sector was responsible for a large portion of the job growth. That area of the economy added 76,000 new positions. Construction added 26,000 new jobs. Transportation and warehouse posted a gain of 21,000 jobs. The Artemis II astronauts are more now than 130,000 miles away from Earth, heading towards the moon for the first lunar flyover in five decades. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that it was an action-packed couple of days. Now their work schedule is a little less hectic.
With the Orion spacecraft now on the trajectory that will take it around the moon and back, the crew has more time to rest. The four astronauts finally got to talk to their families back on the ground, and they've been taking pictures. Howard Hugh is the Orion program manager at NASA. He says his favorite photo so far shows the inside of the spacecraft and one of its windows.
It's just awesome to see from our spaceship, out the window, our beautiful home planet, the Earth.
The astronauts have plenty of cameras on board, so there's more pictures to come, especially during their closest approach to the moon on Monday. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
South Carolina has defeated the defending NCAA women's champ, UConn, at the tournament. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Spalding, who plays both a number of saxophones and flutes. They're on the alto sax to open this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, a Clifford Brown tune, Gherkin for Perkin, that Clifford Brown and Max Roach did back in the mid-1950s. This version had James Spalding on alto and Dan Falk on tenor sax, Ronnie Matthews at the piano, Ray Drummond, Lewis Hayes, bass and drums, the 1993 album for Muse Records called Blues Nexus from James Spalding here on KPR. Trumpeter Eddie Allen is next with his new album with his band Push. And then from new albums, we're going to hear Turney Sutton sing a Paul Simon song and saxophonist Javon Jackson play a Bob Dylan song. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503. Here's trumpeter Eddie Allen and his band Push. The new album is called Rhythm People, and here's one that was a big hit way back in the day. Where our day, speaking of days, the song is Our Day Will Come. Trumpeter Eddie Allen's Push on KPR.
Thank you. We'll be right back.